guys. Coach Justin, Coach Sophie back again with another session of Coffee with Your Coaches. And this week we are talking about something that I am pumped about. And that is five negative thoughts that you need to stop right now inside the walls of the port. So immediately, you know, I love the idea of how powerful your thoughts can be, both positive and negative. And we want to distinguish the idea that today we're not talking about those negative thoughts that occur during a workout. So when you come in and you see a set of 60 wall balls, and then you get into those wall balls, we're not having the conversation inside your head today. As important as that kind of mindset training is, you know, we're speaking more on the terms of like broad spectrum, bigger thoughts that occur not only right now, but maybe for when you came in your first year or when you were in your second year of CrossFit and so on. So our first one is the negative thought of a member who hasn't even walked in our doors yet.
All right, so that negative thought is, I'm not in shape enough to start CrossFit. So we hear this a lot from our current members who have friends or family members or coworkers that are interested in CrossFit, but they feel like they actually have to get in shape first before they walk in the doors. So that negative thought needs to stop right now because we have absolutely no fitness expectations for anybody walking in the door. That is why, and we talked a lot about this in our last kind of coffee talk we had, about our on-ramp program. So we realize that people walking in the door may not be as fit as they want to be or as fit as they can be, and that's okay. We'll work with you. Obviously, every workout you can scale. So that is something that, you know, yes, I understand that it's hard walking in these doors. It can be intimidating. We do have a lot of fit people in here, but everybody starts somewhere. You just have to take that first step to coming in and try to, you know, get better.
One of my favorite analogies I ever heard is someone said, "Dude, you have to go to church before you go to church. Like, I'm not a good enough person to go to church or go to confession. So what do you do before that?" So the same idea with CrossFit, we hear it all the time. And we understand that, and we will work as hard as you're willing to work to help you take that next step. So the next negative thought that we hear a lot about is, so now we have someone that has decided to join the gym. They've gone through some of their fundamentals with either Soph or I, and they're starting to maybe transition out of those one-on-ones and going into group class, which, as you all remember, is one of the most intimidating things. And the negative thought that usually plagues people's minds are, I am going to be the only one scaling in group class and everyone's going to be looking at me. And that is pretty much the farthest from the truth. So if you've come to the port for a long time, you've realized that, you know, in a group class, everyone is doing something different. But if you are new to this experience, you just expect that everyone is way better than you and can do all of the things as written. And that's definitely not the case. I usually tell members that when they get to watch their first group class, it looks like everyone is doing whatever it is they want to do, because everyone's doing a different movement based on their skills or currently where they are right now. So that is not the case. But remember, as veterans, if you are a veteran, to be as welcoming as possible to these newbies, because they really do need those mentors that know kind of those things that they're still yet to learn.
All right. The third negative thought, this is one that kind of creeps in after doing CrossFit for, you know, 6 months to a year, where you look at a workout or you look at a high level skill and you say to yourself, you know, why can't I do a muscle up? Why is squat snatching still so hard for me? So that's a big piece. You know, I've been doing CrossFit for a long time and there are still things that, you know, I'm not very good at. Like a lot of the stuff we do, especially that high level gymnastics stuff, it takes years to learn. The Olympic weightlifting takes a long time to learn and a lot of practice. So that's why, you know, we started doing these little skill sessions. A lot of people are now taking advantage of those and taking advantage of personal programming, because some of these movements do require more time spent, especially one-on-one with a trainer. It's like the best thing you can do, especially some of those movements that make you uncomfortable, or, you know, you really want to learn how to do some of those things. Take the extra time, get in touch with a trainer, and even 30 minutes. I've been working a lot with people on just handstands for 30 minutes, and the progress they make is unbelievable. Sometimes in class, it's tough to get everything in. So just taking, you know, time outside of class and scheduling some personal training is great. But things take time. Like, you have to be patient. I think that's one of those things that I try to teach people.
I want it now.
Yeah. Be patient. Like something like a double under, you know, it will come. You just got to continue to practice it.
And remember that, you know, when we go to class, we always kind of prioritize this high intensity level because it is CrossFit and we do want you guys to get more fit. But practice can't be done at a high intensity. You know, practice is always done low volume, low weight, low intensity so that you can really drill in technique. And that's very hard to do in class. Given the loud music and your peers and that kind of thing. So, you know, taking 15 minutes before class or after class to work with an empty barbell, or, you know, to do 10 double unders and rest for a minute and then do 10 double unders and rest a minute, that's truly how we get better. So remember that going forward as well. So then I get to talk about one that's pretty near and dear to my heart. We're talking about someone that might be 2, 3, maybe even 4 years into CrossFit. The negative thought is, I'm not PRing anymore, or I'm getting worse, or, you know, my best times are behind me kind of thing. And let me tell you, that's not the case at all. So I don't consider myself old by any means, but I am definitely older than when I started CrossFit, and I am in much better shape now than I've ever been. I always joke around with people that I'd love to work out with my 28-year-old self and teach them a few things. But that mentality of not PRing anymore or not getting better is so hard, because when you first start CrossFit, that ceiling is so high and we're introducing you to so many things. So every time you do it, you're PRing. Every time you snatch, or every time you go upside down, or every time you do Helen, you're PRing. And then all of a sudden you get more experience, and what starts to happen is maybe you don't PR as much, or when you do PR, maybe you PR your Fran time by like a second, or maybe your back squat hasn't gone up more than 5 pounds in a year. And what you should remember is when you get older and when you get more experience, it's not that the PRs, you're not working as hard. It's just they get harder to earn because you're so much closer to that true weight than when you walked in here. And I think that can really affect you day to day. You know, you walk out of a training session and you didn't PR, and then, you know, 2 weeks later after 5 or 6 training sessions, you didn't PR, and you can kind of look down on yourself. But I think you need to hold yourself accountable to the fact that you just keep showing up and you keep working hard and just realize where you've come from, as opposed to, you know, that little tiny PR and ringing that PR bell.
All right. So that kind of brings us to number 5. Negative thought that I know has gone through my head and Justin's multiple times.
Not yet.
Which is, why don't I have any sponsorships yet?
Yo, what's up, Ascent?
Ascent Protein hasn't,
I'm like 126
hasn't gotten in contact with me.
The guys between 35 and 39.
Right.
Where's our sponsors?
Where's your sponsorship? And I think that's something that we've talked about a lot, is since, you know, Justin and I started CrossFit till now, the sport has evolved so much, and there are some athletes out there that are unbelievable and they're so good at the sport. But, you know, for us, it's not about that. For me personally, like, I want to do CrossFit for the long term. I want to do it forever, and you should be able to. Everyone should be able to come to this gym and get a workout in for the long term. I always say that to people when they come in and they're asking about, you know, scaling and those things. I say, okay, do something where, you know, you can come back tomorrow. So that, I think, is important to keep in the back of your mind, kind of like your why, like, why are you here? And I think for 99.99% of our members, it's to live a long and healthy life. And maybe you'll never get a sponsorship. Maybe you'll never go to the CrossFit Games.
Stop that.
But
I want to talk to the 0.001%.
Yeah.
I know for me, I agree with Sophie.
Right.
You know, like when I first started training, it was like, I want it all. I want it all right now. I want to make the CrossFit regionals. And now it's, I just enjoy listening to loud music and, you know, watching the 9 a.m. dance in the middle of their workouts. Like this is, it's fitness looks different. And I hope to do that for the rest of my life. So a negative thought in a 5 year plus CrossFitter should be turned around to the idea that let's focus on being here every day or 3 days a week for the next 30 years.
Right. That would be awesome.
It would be.
I would love that.
So I hope you guys enjoyed that one as much as I did. You know, Sophie and I have always been really, really stressing with new people is the way you think, you know, affects a lot. And negative thoughts are very, very toxic. So I hope it helps you kind of rethink at least one thought you might have in the next week. And let us know if you're someone who, you know, negative thoughts take kind of control in the middle of the workout. I've learned a lot of how to control my brain in you know, big sets of wall balls and kind of things. So, come approach a coach. It's a really cool kind of concept to start learning about. We will see you in two weeks.
Thanks guys. Thanks for listening.